Welcome to the Productivity Podcast. Delighted today to be joined by Leo and Harry, who are co-founders of the Sorted 3 app. Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Hello. Hi, I'm Leo.
And I'm Harry. Hello, everyone.
So, guys, before we get into the detail of the amazing work you've been doing and the cool stuff you've been working on, let's find out a bit more about you. So, Leo, let's start with you. Tell us a bit about what you've done in your career history, how you got to starting the company with Harry.
So, let's see. I studied computer engineering in my undergrad, but then my father passed away. He's in Thailand, so I'm Thai Chinese, and my mom is from Hong Kong. He passed away, and then I had to go back to handle some stuff. And at that time, there wasn't really a tech scene in Thailand. And so I ended up going into a retail company, a US surf brand, and helped turn around the company. The company was maybe 3 months towards going bankrupt. And then we spent about 3 to 3.5 years turning around the company and eventually took it public there. After that, I went on to do an MBA because I kind of wanted to know why some of the stuff we did at Buddy Glove worked out and why some of the stuff didn't. And so at the MBA, Louis Vuitton actually came knocking on the door. They were hiring for a new program they had for senior management trainee program called Futura. I got curious about how they would sell these really expensive bags. And so I joined them, spent about 4 years there. In the middle of that, I eventually became an in-house executive at Louis Vuitton Asia Pacific, and kind of on a role, I would say, is like in-house consultant management consulting role. And I had a lot of requests from various departments to work on cross-departmental projects, and I really needed a way to kind of like manage my schedule and know when to say yes to a certain thing and when to say no to it. And I tried a lot of the tools, but none of it really worked. And so I started a side project to create the very first version of Sorted for my personal use. And skip to maybe when I left the company, I found out that I wasn't really into corporate settings. I was doing well there, but then my president kind of lost a political battle. So his team was being dismantled, and I decided that was a good time to leave. I ended up traveling the world for about like a year thinking about what I really wanted to do. And I always loved tech. And so I decided to join General Assembly and became an instructor for them. And that's where I met Harry. After General Assembly, we worked on a couple of side projects together, me and Harry, along with other people. And he saw me using Sorted. And then he said, can I try, right? Because he was changing tools at that time. And then I think half a year later, he came back to me and said, hey, this is the first time I was able to stick with one task management tool for this long. There's something here. We can't quite get our hands around what it is. But he said, why don't we try to put it on the App Store and see what happens? And that's how kind of Sorted started.
Amazing. So you've got, from that story, an inquisitive mind then. So you see things, want to understand them, want to understand cause and effect, and then get after the prize. Amazing. So Harry, tell us about yourself then. Leo's told us where you met, but what did you do before that?
Yeah, so we met at around like 7 years ago, if we are looking back. Before then, I co-founded a few other businesses as well. They were not that much about tech. They were more traditional businesses. However, I was studying computer science as well, and I always wanted to go back into the tech startup world kind of thing. By the time I was starting to teach at General Assembly, as Leo mentioned, that's how we met. And then it is quite lucky that first we can meet some cool people in there. Many of the students are really talented people. And the other thing is that I was always looking for another tool, because one problem I used to have was that I have always been changing tools. Like I tried this task manager and I tried another note-taking app, but then none of these really stick. And every around 3 months, I would go to another app and start all over again. That's until I saw the first prototype from Neil, and then I tried that. I figured out, it looks interesting, and I have been sticking with it for about half a year. And I was suggesting whether we can put it up to the App Store. Maybe there are people out there facing the same issues as us. So that's how we started and launched the very first version in, I believe, 2016. And until now, we have iterated 3 major versions. We also launched the Mac app quite recently in last December. We got maybe around 2 million downloads so far. So that's quite a good achievement, I would say.
I'd say 2 million downloads is an amazing achievement. I wouldn't say it's a good achievement. Yeah, hats off. Good stuff, guys. So different kind of background. You've come together. Leo, you've got the first working prototype, and then Harry's seen it, tried it, played with it, and said that, you know, there's some magic here. Let's move it forward. So, Leo, if you cast your mind back to when you built that first prototype, what was the big problem that you were trying to solve that you couldn't get from anywhere else in the market?
I think, I tried all the tools out there at that time, and I found that I was spending more time managing the tools than I was actually working on the task itself. And those tools became like really, I feel they're very, very complex, and they kind of promote you to use them more and more and try to use all the features and stuff like that. And then I ended up spending, you know, maybe an hour a day just to manage the tool itself, or maybe more actually. And so I needed a way, and that was not good enough, because I was moving really fast paced with a lot of different departments asking for my time, and I needed a faster way to handle that. So that was the problem I was going after.
So there's an irony there, isn't there? That the things that you tried, which were supposed to make your kind of planning and agenda and personal productivity better, were actually sucking up time to manage that. It kind of almost defeats the object, doesn't it, to a degree?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I think, you know, I thought about it more and more. And one insight that I got was that, you know, the ROI, or return on investment, of task management is not linear, right? It's not like the more you do, the better it is. It's actually probably a very steep bump. So if, say, if you don't do it, you're disorganized, that's bad. But if you can do just enough, let's say spend 3 minutes a day or 2 minutes a day, and get the same benefit out of your task management routine, then that's even better, because that leaves you more time to work on your tasks, and also leaves you more energy because to kind of do this consistently. Because the other insight that I got is that task management is not a one-off thing. It's not like you do it once and then you get all the benefits out of it. It's a kind of long game. You want to be able to do it consistently over a period of time, and then the benefits you get out of it will start snowballing.
So, Harry, you kind of saw it from the other end, because you've been searching around for and trying the various apps that probably Leo had tried before he conceived the idea for Sorted. What were your initial reactions when I assume you kind of stumbled across it, Leo gave it to you. What were your initial reactions when you started trying it?
Actually, one of the very early impressions I had with Sorted, even in the prototype, is a very cool gesture. You know, in order to flexibly manage your tasks in a day, the best way is you can move them around all together. instead of like doing it one by one. And then Neo invented a really cool gesture for you to select multiple items at once. Basically, it's a two swipe gesture, and then it's just like really, really easy to use. And then you are not like checking check mark, click. Instead, you just like go with two swipe, and then you can select multiple of them and easily defer all these items together, or even just drop it to another day when you need to reschedule them. I find this gesture really useful because it makes the whole process of arranging my tasks on when I'm going to do it and how I'm going to approach them really easygoing. So that attracts me and my eyeballs a lot. And then when I put my time in really like putting the task into it and then use it, I find myself committing to the planned schedule, and I follow them. And since, you know, everyone just have 24 hours per day, no matter it's Elon Musk or myself, right? So I can only schedule that many tasks per day and work accordingly. And I find that whole process really fits to what I actually need. That's why I can stick with this app longer than any other app in the market.
Yeah, and we'll put the link to your website on the show notes, because I'd encourage people to go and have a look on the homepage. If you scroll down, you can see exactly what Harry's talking about. There's a small video, and you can see three tasks highlighted, and then they're clustered together and pulled down. So it's kind of difficult to explain it with words. Go and have a look at the visual is my suggestion. So Leo, let's talk about this concept of hyper-scheduling. What does that mean? I think when you've built things around this concept, there's kind of three key pillars to it.
Yes, that's correct. So the three key pillars are unified, flexible, and effortless. So let me go through each one. Unified means you want to schedule your tasks and your events and everything into one timeline, right? You don't want to have to look at your calendar just to figure out what events, meetings and stuff you have planned for the day, and then look at your to-do list somewhere else, and then look at your notes app for another, you know, for details. So unified timeline, keep things simple and to follow. Now with next is effortless. Well, it kind of goes back to the point that I was saying, is that the less time you spend on task management, I think the better, right? And so if you can do it with like just one tap on auto schedule and your schedule is done for you, then that's great. Then you could do that day in and day out, right? And I actually do that multiple times a day as my day progresses to update my schedule to see if I'm falling ahead or behind on my schedule. And then lastly, with flexible, you know, it's rare that our day actually turns out exactly as we planned. There's always interruptions or something coming up. And being able to adapt your schedule in like one tap, or with our magic select gesture and our time ruler to, you know, to scroll things around, it adds this freedom and this sense of empowerment to your day, right? You know that at any point in time, even if the whole world gets flipped upside down, you can pull out sorted and then rearrange your day in like a second, and then replan how you're tackle what has just happened. And so, yeah, so I think those three core pillars together brings this sense of calm, control, and reduces a lot of the common stresses that comes with to-do lists and task management, and allows you to kind of gain more focus, at the same time reduce stress.
No, I like that. It's good. Very, very good. Very clear. So there's kind of, for those that are familiar with timelines and various other apps that are out there that there'll be some familiarities with, just talk about, maybe one for you, Harry, the kind of task and event terminology that you use and you get people to work with inside the app?
Yeah, initially we only had tasks inserted because at the very beginning, we want to use this tool to manage the things that we want to work on. So tasks can be something from your work, like in different projects, but it can also be something around your family or your life. Like, for example, I like to bring my kids out to different activities. I will also keep these as tasks in my plan so that I can schedule my whole day around all these different parts of my life. Later on, we added the calendar integration, which brings in the events. The reason we did that is because there are meetings around your life as well. Say you have work meetings, you may need to go to some entertainment activities like listening to concert or watching a film, etc. And those events are generally at a certain moment of time. Say you arrange, for example, we do this podcast at a certain time and it is kind of fixed. In that case, we can have our task being flexible and fills up different time slots in your day around those events. So that's why we have this idea between the relatively more flexible task versus the relatively more fixed events.
Got it. And there's lots of cool features. So I assume you're both kind of good at ideas creation and thinking about all the cool stuff you'll add. Leo, do you want to talk us through some? I think when we talked, you talked about the widget stuff you'd just done in iOS 14, but there's themes, there's Siri integration, there's all sorts of stuff that you've built in and are continuing to build in.
Yes, that's correct. So I think our standout feature from that a lot of users bring up is our Magic Select, so that gesture, the time ruler, and auto schedule. Now, these things all make it easy, more effortless, and flexible for you to do the whole hyperscheduling thing. Now, what we're coming up with next and what we're currently working on now is this concept that we had very early on in this project is to allow people to schedule everything. So that has been one of our major goals. And that also means tighter integration with all these other tools that people use. And so we're actively looking into that and working with our users on how they might use systems that they use in business or for legacy reasons or because that's required from work. So for example, tools like GitHub, where we actually use it to manage our own code base and business, to Todoist, to Asana, and all these other tools. So we're looking forward to be able to start rolling out some of our alpha testing to some of our users to allow them to schedule more things, everything into their day using Sorted.
So it becomes the go-to place for organizing your life, in effect.
Yeah, kind of like think of it as a OS for your life, right? Operating system for your life.
Nice. Like that a lot. That's good. That's very good. So, Harry, you mentioned before you'd had a mere 2 million downloads, which I find amazing. And again, well done. It's not a feat to be downplayed. But talk to us a bit about the progress you're making, some of the momentum you're getting. What feedback are you getting from users?
Yeah, it's been a while in order to achieve that number, right? We have been using a lot of time in building the product itself. For the past 5 or so years, we actually didn't do much on marketing, like proactively talking to press or to people or even like doing kind of paid advertisement, that kind of thing. So far, our users have always been organic, and most of them come from the App Store. And it was lucky that we got featured by App Store in the Today tab multiple times around the world. We might have been all the App Store regions already. So that helps us a lot in bringing in traffic. But really, until quite recently, when we nailed down to the concept of hyper-scheduling, we want to start spread our concepts, spread our learnings to more people. And that's why we want to focus a bit more on marketing, being in the public, and share more on what we are going to work on, etc.
Perfect. So long way to go on the journey, but you've come a long way in a short space of time, haven't you, with growing that kind of user base organically, which is amazing. And the world clearly in the last 12, 18 months has been challenging in lots of respects. So has that played into the strengths of the work you've done in the app in terms of all the working from home that's been going on, do you think, giving people the ability to plan exercise or getting away from the desk or getting off a Teams call?
I think so. I would like to think so anyways. So one funny thing that kind of came about is because as we use Sorted ourselves and we dog food our own concepts and hyperscheduling into our workflow as a team, we pretty early on kind of decided to work remotely as a team. So allow people freedom and flexibility with their own time. And so when COVID came about, we were actually doing remote work already. And so there wasn't too much of an impact to us in the way we work. And so that's why we kind of like, now that we've nailed down this concept of hyperscheduling, our goal is now to spread this word. This whole company kind of started not because we just wanted to make a product and sell it. We asked ourselves, especially in the early stages, really, are we adding value to the world, right? Are we able to improve people's lives? And so when we came to this point where now we have the concepts all nailed down and the product more and more polished, we are now at a place where we are reaching out to podcasters and saying, let's find a way to spread this this concept of hyperscheduling to more people, whether they want to use Sorted or not, right? Because we think it'll add value to people's lives. And that makes us our work valuable to us.
Yeah, it's interesting because we've done and we've touched on it a number of podcasts around purpose. So what does my company Rethink or your company exist for? And it sounds like that making a difference to people's lives may be something that you strive for and is part of the purpose of your organization. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I think so. Because as you may know, and in the market, apps are a really common thing already. And a lot of our users would compare Sorted with other task managers or calendars. But we know that in these subcategories, they are already really packed, like a lot of competitors around. And in the early days, people even ask us, are you just doing yet another task manager, right? So why do you need to build like one more out of that many existing products out there? So for one, of course, we find this is quite unique to us. This is solving a real problem to ourselves. But on the other hand, we want to push it even further. So maybe in one day, we will sit down and write a book around the concept and how we came about. But right now, we take this tool as our way of writing a book. we just know programming better than writing. So we started off as making an app. And the good thing about this is that they're not just learning about the concept, but they can actually put it into practice, put it into their everyday life and feel it themselves. So yeah, I think we at least brave enough to take that first step and pushing it to the App Store and share with more people, and really lucky that we get a lot of user feedback over these years, and we want to learn more from our users and see how we can do better to improve their life going forward.
Amazing. So on that point then, Leo, it'd be good if you could tell the listeners where they can get the app and try it, because you've got kind of an unpaid version, haven't you, and then a pro version with a cost associated. So if people are curious and they want to give it a try and see how it can help them, what's the way to do it?
So visit our website, sortedapp.com, sortedapp.com. And then there'll be a link to the App Store where you can download it on both iOS devices and also for the Mac. We're looking into expanding into maybe a web version in the future so people can use it on more platforms. And then on our website, check out our blog. And even inside the app, we have a help section that has articles explaining the concepts of hyperscheduling and how a simple routine on how you can apply it to your day and to start this whole process.
Amazing. Amazing. I've got it on my phone. I've downloaded it and had a play, and I really like it. So I'd encourage everybody to do that. And as I said, we'll put a link to the website in the show notes so we can make it easy for people to get there. Harry, Leo, listen, it's been a real pleasure meeting you, finding out about the work you've been doing and the app and your vision for the future. So final question for me is one that we ask most people that come on the podcast. So we'll start with you, Leo. What's the best bit of business advice you've ever been given?
Good question. Let's see. Business advice. There are so many. I guess it's one of it is pressure makes diamonds. So this is when I was working at Body Glove and turning around the company, and the CEO there, you know, especially early on in any business, there'll be struggles and there'll be tough times. And that phrase, pressure makes diamonds, kind of helps you power through some of those tougher moments and say that, yes, there's a lot of pressure. There's a lot of stuff you need to get done and try to put out the fires that you need to in order to survive. But then that only makes you stronger. So power through it, and then eventually you'll come through the other end.
Good. I like that one. I like that one. And Harry, best bit of business advice you've ever been given?
This one would be execution is more important than idea. So as you know, in the market, somehow some people always talk about their like biggest ideas so far, and then they are really proud of having good ideas. However, without really doing it, ideas won't come true. It's execution that brings your ideas and even the iteration of the ideas to the world to really help people, to improve people's life. And that's what we did for the past few years. So don't think too much. Go for it. Try it out. Do the execution part.
Lovely. Lovely. Like that one as well. Guys, it's been, as I say, an absolute pleasure finding out more about what you've been working on and your plans for the future. Really appreciate you coming on the podcast and talking to us. And finally, just thank you and take care and look after yourselves.
Thank you for having us.
yeah, it's been a pleasure to talk to you too.